Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tammy was kind enough to share a posting on her Facebook page of a childhood friend that found a whole box full of memories, including some of Tammy's elementary school artwork and schoolwork. And I don't know why she has, but let's find out right now because Tammy's friend Lisa from childhood is joining us. This is a treat.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Tammy.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. Say good morning to John and producer Jess.
Hi, John and Jess.
Hi, Lisa.
You sounded so genuinely happy to hear Tammy just then. That was really sweet.
I was.
Aw. How did you come upon this poem you have of mine?
Okay. Well, my parents are moving, so I'm helping Mom move. And she had kept, you know, a few things. And there was this book of The Wonderful World of Wishes. And inside, there was a poem from everybody in our homeroom.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And, of course, yours was in there.
This was how old? What grade were you guys in?
Was that fifth grade?
It was sixth.
Sixth grade.
Because, people signed the inside of the book, and they were saying goodbye to me. And sixth grade was my last year there.
That's right, because Lisa moved to another town.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure, mm-hmm. What a time. What an mm-hmm. insecure time for a young girl to move. Lisa, I'm going to do everybody a favor here, if you don't mind, and read the poem that you posted of Tammy's in my dramatic reenactment, if you wouldn't mind.
I'd love that.
I would also like to point out, Tammy, your cursive is marvelous. It's a lost art.
It was beautiful.
And that was
absolutely
back when I used to dot my I's with little circles.
I can see. That must have taken a long time, and your circles are all the same size. I'm very impressed. All right. Are we ready for this, everybody?
Okay.
Lisa, welcome back to a memory lane. Here we go. A dramatic reenactment of Tammy's sixth grade homeroom poem called I Wish. I wish I was a bird. I wish I was free. I wish I was a word. I wish I was a tree. I wish I wasn't me. That's pretty deep, actually, Tim. Yeah. What's something going
sad.
On with you?
Know.
That makes me sad a little bit. I wish I was a bee. I wish I was a flea. I wish it would be me.
Wow.
Yeah, there is a little sadness in that line.
That
but
is
then,
sad. And at the end, too.
But if you look at it, though, all of my pictures of me as a word, me as a tree, me are all happy. Right. All big smiles.
You as a tree, a very happy-looking tree. You even have tree arms that are going, whee!
Yeah, right,
so,
I do.
I know, it's awesome. Well, listen, I hope this has been fun for everybody. I really enjoyed reenacting it. Lisa, I hope that brought you back to sixth grade, hanging out with Tam, talking about, I don't know what you guys talked about, Tiger Beat Magazine.
Right,
and
Saturday Night Live.
There you have it.
Yeah.
All right. I love you, honey. Thank you for posting
you
that. That was a wonderful little memory.
And, John, keep taking those acting lessons. I think they'll pay off.
Thank you, Lisa. I really appreciate your advice.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
That was awesome. I'm worried about you, though. What was going on in the sixth grade Tammy's head?
Oh, I probably there probably was a lot of truth in that statement at that time. And I hit it all with
being happy.
I wish
I wasn't me?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I want to give you a hug.
Aww.
Get over here.
Aww.
It was truth or just that was the only rhyme you could think of?
No, they're honestly, right. Yeah, there probably was some truth in that, but.
Aw, what a moment! Aw!
What?
But my tree is super
sweet.
Happy.
I can go over and hug my partner if I want to.
That was so
I don't
sweet.
Want to hear a sixth grade Tammy say, I wish I wasn't me. That makes me sad.
I know.
All right, well, she's great now, so.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.